So let's get to first. Well, do you want to revisit the Texans game just to kind of clear the air, or do you want to jump into this weekend's matchups?
I mean, one thing about the Texans game that jumped out to me was just outcoached.
Mm-hmm.
The fact of the matter, defensively, I think Sean Pendergrass, he posted something on Instagram or on Twitter where it showed Sharice Wright getting beat on the same route in like five different games at the same part of the field in the same coverage, which showed me either one, he wasn't watching film, or the coaches weren't changing their calls in that area. I mean, it was a double move by the Jets and I think a few other teams, and constantly they were in man-to-man at the same spot. So for me as a player, I'd watch that and say, hey, hide red zone, 30 you're in. I know my siren's going off.
Right.
And if they run a short route, I'll tackle it. Mm-hmm. But if that double move comes, I'm going to intercept this trash and I'm going to take it to the house.
You know, Dan Orlovsky he made a lot of rounds yesterday because people were really impressed. He said that their scheme, I mean, nobody's reinventing the wheel. The schemes are pretty much all out there. But the way they hid going to a zone for Deshaun Watson was spectacular. He said they were man across the board. They were running with guys in motion. They were doing everything man, and then like just perfectly time went to zone, and it confused Deshaun.
Yeah, and when I was with the Jets, we had that similar coverage, and we used it against Tom Brady.
So you know
Brady.
Which one I'm talking
and,
about.
Yeah, we called it link. Mm-hmm. And so it didn't matter wherever you were. If you're a middle linebacker and you lined up at the corner spot, mm-hmm. you were playing a cover two corner technique. If you were a safety and your guy motioned out and you were at the number two spot, well, you're just playing hook to flat. And,
right.
and so you just labeled it one, two,
but
three.
You're showing,
you're just running,
you're pressing
man,
and everything else.
And you make it look like it's man to man across the board.
Mm-hmm.
But you just know where you are in the field, you're playing that technique. And so they disguised it beautifully. Mm-hmm. I mean, made it look like man motioning. Everything told Deshaun Watson it was man-to-man coverage, and then that snap of the ball, post-snap read, interception.
James, you've been in a similar situation that the Colts are in, that you play your division rival in the playoffs, and then you end up getting the best of them, I believe, when you were with the Jets against the Patriots. What kind of advantage is it for a team like the Colts that might not have home field advantage, they might not be expected to win by some, but they're a hot team, they're a dangerous team going to the playoffs. What kind of advantage did the Colts have last Saturday?
Well, it's all we got mentality, and that's really their advantage is their brotherhood themselves, and their backs are against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're traveling week in, week out, and you just have to play your best football. It's going into, you know, across enemy
right.
lines, so
right.
to speak, and that's their advantage. They're on fire. They did everything they had to do to get into the playoffs. And for them, playoff football started 3 weeks ago.
Absolutely.
You know, and so that's their mentality as they're going forward, and they're showing it each week.
By the way, there's some late-breaking NFL news here. Is it Josina Anderson? Am I
pronouncing it?
Josina Anderson. Yeah. She says she's told the Cardinals are planning to hire Vance Joseph as their defensive coordinator. Still in discussions on a deal. And Dan Graziano he followed that up saying there had been some competition for Vance's services. Looks like Kingsbury won out.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of the staff that Kingsbury's putting together there in Arizona?
You know, I like it. If for him, this is all new to him, right? He's
right.
an NFL coach for the first time. He knows the offensive side of the ball. He knows in terms of, you know, quarterback play. Well, now he's getting people who have been former head coaches, mm-hmm. who know strategic in terms of...
You got to have that guy.
You have to have the outside resources that can help you. So, you know, and he's putting together a great staff. He really is.
What do you think about just him getting that job in general?
I was blown away. I was shocked.
Man.
I mean, to think, you know, this is a guy who, you know, was
fired
at Texas Tech.
Yeah.
You couldn't get the job done at Texas Tech. But it just shows the nature of the NFL. Everyone's going younger. And at first it was just players and we want the youngest guy.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's coming to coaches. We want the
copycat league.
We want the brightest minds. We want the guys who are going to be innovative and think outside the box. And that comes from your
staff. I kind of like the trend. I'm still surprised that they went with Kingsbury because of, you know, what he had not done. But I will say this. What if there's only one Sean McVay? I mean, everybody wants the next Sean McVay.
Yeah.
What if there's only one of those guys?
Exactly.
You know,
there's only one Bill Belichick. I mean, you can't replicate.
We've learned that the hard way.
How many of his staff that you give head coaching jobs to? There's only one guy.
Yeah, it's so. Like we want the next Sean McVay. Well, who doesn't?
Yeah.
But I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I tend to think we might be pleasantly surprised with Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he has a successful track record with NFL quarterbacks at that level and before. But it's not. That's not all it takes.
It's you know? So different than being a head coach.
Right.
You can be, you can be a great offensive coordinator and a great quarterbacks coach. But now that the spotlight's on you, you're the general. People are looking at you to lead that team and to lead that organization.
Especially in the NFL, man.
Especially in the NFL. You're talking about draft. He's never done a draft before. He just does recruiting, and you just you get what you get when it comes to recruiting.
Yeah, it's not impressing housewives. so much when you're doing that. Hey, you know, he's
at least he's not doesn't strike me as a rah-rah guy, because that would not play well in NFL locker rooms. I think he's more of a thoughtful kind of X's and O's. I think guys would like that on offense. Now, I don't know as far as like a leader of men. That's what guys really want.
That's what you want to see, is how are you going to motivate the team week in and week out.
Yeah. If a pretty boy like that walks into the locker room, is he automatically behind the eight ball for you because of the way he looks? We talked about him getting that job based on his looks earlier this week.
He has to earn the respect of those veteran players.
Yeah.
Because you got guys that are, you know, just as old as him, you know, maybe 3 years younger. So you got to earn the respect of those veteran players, and you know, and that's what everyone's going to be looking at.
Mm-hmm. James Ahedebo in studio with us here on In the Loop. So the games this weekend, obviously you ranked the quarterbacks, but let's talk about the matchups. I think, you know, just for selfish purposes, or at least for Houston purposes, that first game between the Colts and the Chiefs is kind of front and center, because you want to see, as Landry put it, these might be the two obstacles in the way of you achieving what you want to accomplish as the Texans going forward, talking about the Chiefs and the Colts and their quarterbacks specifically. What do you feel like going into this game? Who's got the edge? I know the Colts are playing really well. The Chiefs are at home, but that hasn't meant so much in the past.
Yeah, well, historically, the Chiefs don't play well at home in the playoffs anyway. So for the fact that they're at home, that's all well and good. But the Colts are scoring on offense, and they're playing great defense. The Kansas City Chiefs, they look to outscore everybody, and their defense can't stop a nosebleed. So I'm unfortunately, you know, I'm picking the Colts in this game.
I am too.
I just feel
they just need like three stops.
Yeah exactly.
If they get three stops, because Casey's not gonna stop them.
No, and Casey's, they have nobody to cover Eric Ebron. I just don't. I mean, Eric Berry, but he's been banged up all season.
Just coming back.
And it's big time football. I'm picking the Colts in this game.
All right. Let's see. The next matchup is Cowboys and Rams. Is that what the one? All right, we'll get to that when we come back, and we'll also talk about stuff Landry likes. I forgot I was looking down the list here what was coming up. Stuff Landry likes, we'll get to. There's some good ones on this list, by the way, so we'll get to that straight ahead. In the Loop right here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Good stuff, man.